Chapter 15. You do not wear armor during a mutation. You do not accept the opinions or advice of an ancilla. Everyone and everything around you falls silent and does not respond to your sounds of pain or need, except to provide pure water when you cry out that you are thirsty. Every forerunner advances through at least 2 mutations over their lifespan. Many go through 5 or more. The number helps determine your rank within the hierarchy of family, maniple, and guild. The collective of guilds can be entered only after mutation to first form. Which guild, which rate, would I belong to? The didact led me to a small chamber the ship had prepared on the point of the bow, for such a mutation by ritual law must take place under the direct light of the stars, or a reasonable approximation. The bow became transparent. I stripped off my armor, as did the didact. The pieces were transported aft, and the deck closed up beneath us. We seemed to stand alone and naked on the highest point of a narrow mountain, awash in the ancient light of millions of suns. Intercepted only by me, the supplicant, and my mentor. For every forerunner rate mutation had to be patterned after a mentor, and the didact was the only forerunner available. None of the irony of this was lost on me. I had never consciously hoped for this moment, and yet had always anticipated it, as if fully aware that at the end of my foolishness was yet more privilege and advancement, and perhaps new methods of having fun, seeking adventure. Never the notion of duty or responsibility. Yet now, they were awakening. I felt inadequate, immature in the extreme, ready for change. Still, I could not stifle deep indignation at being mentored by a lower rate rather than one of my own builders. In this, like my father, I was a true forerunner after all.
Brevet mutation entails risks, the didact said. The ship is equipped to stimulate the proper growth factors, but you will not be imprinted by your immediate relatives. Some details of your development may be lost or distorted. Is this understood?
I accept. Under pressure, I said. The didact stepped back.
There can be no misgivings, he said. Mutation is a personal journey, not to be coerced.
If I don't do this, you tell me the entire galaxy could be wiped out. That isn't coercion?
Allegiance to duty is the Forerunner's highest instinct and purpose. It is what empowers us to defend the mantle.
I wasn't about to argue the hypocrisy inherent in that. If the mantle, the exalted preservation of life throughout the universe, was the core of our deepest philosophy, our reason for being, then why were life workers at the bottom of our rates? Why did builders, who worked mostly with inanimate matter, rank so high? Truly, I was at least as fed up with Forerunner sanctimony as ever. But if I could prevent my family from suffering, if I could prevent the devastation we had seen on Charum Hakor and Fawn Hakor, if I could preserve the strange and compelling beauty of Erde Tyrene from being extinguished, all too clearly these possibilities, inevitabilities, presented themselves to my imagination, then I would have to accept this procedure, no matter how clumsy or dangerous it might be. The didact looked me over through his narrow gray eyes. The pale fur on his scalp bristled.
You're enjoying being a victim, he said.
I am not, I cried. I'm ready. Proceed.
You still believe you should be uniquely privileged to live your life in a certain fashion.
He looked defeated, then relieved, as if all hope had finally gone, and he was glad.
There can be no rise in rate without a modicum of wisdom. You do not demonstrate that wisdom.
I had no part in creating this disaster, but I'm willing to sacrifice my life to save my people. Is that not selfless and noble?
Mutation to a higher rate requires acceptance of the mantle. The mantle is in part awareness of what all life has sacrificed to allow you to be. That arouses a deep kind of personal guilt. You do not feel that guilt.
I've violated the wishes of my family. I've involved these humans in my stupidity. And what will happen to them when you're done? I feel guilt all through me. Guilt.
Only arrogance, the didact said. To dare is to risk selflessly, not to waste your life because you see no other purpose to your existence.
This struck me to my heart, and I kicked at the deck, wanting to drop below the stars, go back, forget this awfulness. I reached out as if to strike him, and then saw the difference in our sizes, in our situation. Saw his weary sadness, and thought of the pitiful memories still held in the war sphinxes that had protected his cryptum for 1,000 years, the last of his children. The didact knew no other duty but this. His wife was far away. He had not seen her in literally ages, did not know whether she was using him for ends that might not have been foreseen when he was forced into meditative exile. Yet he trusted. He served. I pulled back my tiny fist. I don't want your sadness, I said.
It is the mantle.
You mourn. This set him back a little.
I spent thousands of years mourning and found no virtue in it.
He settled, crossing his great legs, leaning his torso forward until there was very little room left for me under the unwinking stars. I got down on my knees beside him and crossed my own legs. Tell me about your exile.
Not wise, perhaps, but rudely curious,
he said with a sigh. What did you experience in the cryptum?
Let us just say I did not find peace. What all the great higher domains of the universe mandate for forerunners is never peace, never solace, never rest, never consistency, logic, or even pure passion. Frankly, I envy your perversity, Manipular.
I did not know what to make of that. Your difficulty is you regret all you have done, and you mourn. The didact's arms dropped, his shoulders relaxed, and I saw a glint of more than just acknowledgement, more than just recognition. He spoke in a low, grinding voice.
My blood and seed wasted. My life with my family, my wife, so brief. I felt so much hatred. Hatred is still with me. Perhaps you were right to reject my imprint. The mantle is as far beyond me now as...
You weren't prepared to mutate either, were you? In combat, mutation was forced on you. A brevet mutation. Someone saw your potential even through your flaws. The didact inspected me, and for a moment, in that great stone visage, carved or artfully mauled by history and grief, he lifted his lips and almost smiled, as if he were still young. I did not know that was possible.
Touched by your blade, Manipular,
he said. I accept my flaws as you accepted yours, and I will transcend them as you did. I am as ready as I'll ever be, Promethean. I was actually trembling, but not with fear. The didact heaved himself up and waved his hand.
So be it, Aya, and Aya again.
A column studded with small spherules rose from the deck and slowly rotated to press against my side. The spherules twisted on stalks to touch my skin, access my points of nervous and genetic energy, of metabolic and catabolic reserves. Memory, muscle, intent, passion, intellect, stability, and that peculiar connection to the mantle that all have but seldom know or feel. The points of my being, as embarrassing as having my organs of sex examined and outlined, more so for Forerunners were never shy about sex.
"Mentor and sponsor,"
he said. Another column rose, and more spherules surrounded and connected with his larger frame.
"From my life let the best be taken. Let the growth inherent in this youth be examined and maximized. Let all that is potential and beloved of the mantle be nurtured and encouraged. Let all that was past be put away, and all that is future brought forward, made real and physical."
The didact's words moved on. I no longer heard them, but I felt them. Transfixed, I could not speak. My body was already responding.